I was a person who was, you know how some babies are born dead?
Okay.
Or they have deformities or something?
Okay.
Well, if they're born dead, is that just because something wrong with the mother's womb? Or is it maybe because the soul, there wasn't a soul to take it? Or is the baby not born until the soul was taken?
Very good question. I guess the question is, if the baby came and is dead baby, is it because there was no soul to take over the body, or it was defective, or it was because of the mother's womb? And why, you know, some children are born dead? And very good question. And I think we elaborate on that, you know, some of the time. But we go over it again, and again, many factors can affect why the baby is born and born dead. You know, just like being reincarnated in a specific body needs many things to meet. And then the child being born, first of all, that child has to be healthy body. You know, you said if something bad happened with the child in the womb of the mother, you can then soul take over it? No. That body is defective. And the soul cannot. That soul is not created to take over a defective body. Maybe that soul is created to take over a healthy body. But because the body is defective, that soul refuses to enter the body. That child is born dead. Another one to look at it, maybe that child has it supposed to be to be born dead. You know, that's the only karma he had to come back to this world once more. For a couple of minutes, okay, and had the experience of the birth. That's it. He finished his lifetime and had that experience, and no longer needs the rest of the body in his life, and he might just leave the body again, and the body is dead. And so, the same thing that happened to a child that born to God. Either it's effective or the soul doesn't need anymore and to be in heaven for a long time. And in any case, the soul that is supposed to come back will come back with another body and another soul. And really that kid is not dead. The real soul has an inner body, believer. So it's kind of that doesn't cause fetus. And the child is the womb of the mother is called fetus. And they say it is more life in it, but it's not human. And then it's true, because the soul enters the body at the time of birth. But that doesn't mean that we have to destroy the fetus, because if you destroy the fetus, the soul that is waiting for the fetus to come out of the cabin brain. He says, the body is gone. He can not come. Okay, so we are destroying the soul, because we are not human, not the fetus. So the answer to the question is that either the body is effective or the soul has a very little karma to come and get the karma. Does it make sense? Okay. Same again. Is that a follow-up question?
Yes, one more question. Question of my back. Could it also be a teaching for the parents, a karmic teaching for the parents that they see the child and it does leave?
Yeah. You're absolutely right. You actually have heard about it, but it's just true. You know, there's a lesson for the people around their child. Have to be involved. Their parents have to be, some lessons there that they have to learn that they can be attached to the child or something. Absolutely. Correct. Have you follow up question? No. She writes. There might be some lessons for other people. It's kind of common, and I have to listen to something. care of the sick.
If the soul is supposed to come back, then the child is made for the Lord. Right? In fact, the soul is supposed to come back to the child. Right?
Yeah.
It's not like the children are helpless, or many are made, no one is poor or bought by the soul. It's not like that.
There are actually every sentence in the universe is just infinite. It's made for a body. So that's what he said. They have to expand the earth to what? Other planets. So we can have more humans. More humans created, more souls can exist there. And they accelerate the process of the universe going back to God. So there's no limit for God. Because there are infinite souls. Make sense? I love the picture of the existence. Does it make sense? Does it tell me something that makes sense? Because that's why you're against abortion. You know what abortion is?
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is a child, the mother doesn't let the child grow to get food to born a child. But they abort the father of the womb. It's kind of a chill. So then, what they call it is just a delay. They don't have to lie.
Why would they want to do that?
That's what people do. What people do. Because they don't want a child. They're poor. Teenagers, they're going to stay. They're pregnant. They don't know what to do. So they have those kids. Some parents, they say they have too many children, they can support them, they have a child. Some women, they're just going on a child, they're not selfish with the woman. There's no growing children, it's not easy. And then that's for abortion. A lot of people say it is up to this woman to abort the child or not, because it's just a fetus. It doesn't have life. But we say, right, it is a fetus. It's about there is life, because life is always there. The argument that the life is God. Life is God always is. There is no this, is not life. Life is always there. And also, that child is created for the soul, is waiting for the child. So when they are old, what happens to that soul?
He'll
know himself. Right? Uh-oh! The body is gone!
I have nothing.
You have
nothing?
Yes. Oh. No. Are you reading? Okay. Okay, now we're discussing the idea, but that pattern which you have, and you're continuing with him, and talking about the abortion, and how there's a controversy, even life is God, and the fetus, and all that. So some people believe that because it's a fetus, there's no life. But these days, nothing all of them. There's nothing that doesn't have life. And also that fetus, not that truth, the fetus, but it's alive, that life in it, and also it's been created for a specific, soul. If you have wondered what happened to that soul,
you just... have to go back and find out what
happened. Exactly. You think that soul is going to be disappointed? Yes, disappointed, because it's waiting to come back, and the body is created for him, and suddenly the body is not there anymore, who the soul and says, oh, what happened to my body?
And it's all the way back.
So again, you go to the conversation, like, if you can use the environment, that the children marry at the correct time, when they have child, the community support them, and probably if you reach to the space, and humanity go out in the space and find places to leave, we can increase our number as many as we want. So you don't have to have work and destroy the body. And that accelerates the process of human to the whole universe. Does it make sense?